Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Each week, Veterans Voice will begin with a story from one of our veterans about his or her experiences in the military. We want to thank these veterans for sharing these stories with us. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Good song. Did you know we were going to play this?
Nope. Nice. Nope, he comes up, comes up with one right out of his pocket. Thanks, Lara. Appreciate it.
I'm so happy.
Welcome, everybody. Happy anniversary to us.
To us.
To us, to us, to us. To us, Larry, to us, Ben, to us, Gino, to us, Wolfie, to us, Jen, to
Wolfie's
us, Charlie, he's, you know.
And Justin.
And Justin, who can't be here today. It's our 10th anniversary, folks. 10 years ago tonight, Ed Perry let me in the door and sat me down and said, okay, go ahead. And we fumbled through that first show, and, oh, it was terrifying. And who'd have thunk? We got, let's see, 10 years at 52 weeks. It's 520 shows. but we miss Thanksgiving. That's the only shoe we don't wear,
right.
Is a Thanksgiving shoe. No, we, so we got about 510 live shows. And if that's not enough to make you crazy, crazier, but here we are, folks, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in tonight. It is our 10th anniversary, and we've been so blessed. We're sitting here tonight with Jen and Gino, and Wolfie's out causing some problems. We got some encouragement today talking to a very good friend of the show, Mr. Sullivan, and I were having a conversation this morning, and he said to give his best wishes to the A-team. He is such a fan of what we do and how we do it, and we're not all that polished, but we influence a lot of people, and I think that we do that through our guests. Jenny, you help. You're such an anchor of the show. Thank you very much for being there to contribute, because, you know, me and Wolfie can only carry the ball so far, and then somebody's going to ask us a question, and we don't know which end of the pencil to hold. So, you know, we love having you here, and unfortunately, I wish we had a better subject that you were here for. You know, it could be happiness days or happy whatever, but unfortunately not. You're still battling the problem of suicide.
Well, wait a minute. What if she were able to take a brief deviation from that subject tonight and talk about something different for just a minute or two? What if
she
could?
I was actually going to say that. So, Greg, in honor of the 10-year anniversary of Veterans Voice Network, our coalition is making a donation to the food drive.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
We actually voted on this last night.
Uh-oh.
So I was hoping to have the check to
Uh-oh.
Present to you, but I
Uh-oh.
Don't tonight. But this is just a letter of appreciation from us.
Thank you.
Steering committee.
Thank you very much.
And I will be bringing that check in the next couple of weeks.
No problem.
You got to read it.
I know.
It's in big type. Dear Greg,
and the Veterans Voice crew, on behalf of the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition, we would like to donate $300 to the Veterans Voice Network food drive in celebration of the Veterans Voice Network 10-year anniversary. Thank you for all your work you do for our veterans and for our monthly food drive efforts you put together to help those in need. Congratulations again on your 10th anniversary and best wishes for many more. All the best. Our love, Jenny Babcock and Laura, co-chairs of the Plymouth County Suicide Coalition. Nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well
deserved.
Means a lot. And this is such a terrible subject.
I know.
Remember, Wolfie, when we won that award?
I'm not going again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no.
There were tears when I won mine, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was not tears of joy.
No. There were so many terrible stories. And it's really, I equated it to a blooming onion. The more onion things you peel away, the more there are.
The more you see.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't get less.
It doesn't. But most of us that are in this field are in it because of our lived experience.
Yeah.
And I always say, when I'm at Marshfield Fair for 11 days, people are like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Straight 11 days. And I'm like, if I touch one person in 11 days, it's worth my time
there. And you have.
I have. I've had people come up to me at the table telling me that.
We have a very prominent VSO that we work with,
mm-hmm.
that talks about how Chuck saved his life.
Wow.
Here on the radio. And you'd never know it. Wow. You'd never know that he was at all troubled. Seemingly had it all together.
It's those inside scars.
It sure is. it sure is. But we love having you here, and you really legitimize our show. And it's a big deal because Wolfie and I look at him with his cap.
We're trying to be serious, and we can't.
We give such a hard time to the new guests coming in. Someone said they should have a hard hat, so we got an old hard hat.
He's in a work zone anyway.
I put Veteran Voice stickers on it, and the new guests, when we're going to go pick on them, have to wear this hard hat for the initiation.
Oh, Wolfie, would you do me a favor?
No.
Wear that hat and the dunk tank in July?
Yeah, but if they throw baseballs or something, I don't want them to use rounds.
No, they're not going to throw them at you. They just throw them at a target.
Yeah, I'm afraid they'll use live rounds at me.
Well, they may. We got the leapfrogs, so we'll handle that. But
and did you tell them about the 10 anniversary? It was really the gold anniversary, but we made it 10.
We made it 10 instead. Fit into the budget better?
Yeah.
It's a little better. So here we are. It's like Christmas. We got a brand new studio. We haven't spilt anything today. We've been banished.
Day's not over.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no.
Got a call too.
We don't need to give Larry a heart attack.
Not this week. It's not the weekend yet, no.
But what I'd like to talk about from the show that Greg, this actually worked out good whether Greg intended to or not. There's a new term out called unintended consequences. And they actually use that as a negative way when somebody in politics, I want to build a bridge or I want to do this. Nobody dreamed in their wildest dreams that we were going to help so many people from one silly radio show.
Yeah.
The connection, the standard joke, and it's really true, is we don't know anything, we know everybody. On a daily basis, the five or six of us get terrible phone calls, call somebody that's in the network, and it's taken care of on the spot. That was just a call that was from the Tough Rock crew. I think they're going to come down to the July Festival.
Great.
Take a couple laps around. We just did the marathon.
Great, because I'm going to go down and measure. Oh, anybody, Wolfie, do you know where we can borrow a wheel, a measuring wheel? I want to walk that path in Quincy to see exactly what the length is. I think it's a little over 2 miles.
So what we're talking about is the July 13th?
July 13th is our festival in Quincy.
Festival in Quincy, and there's a walking track around the outside of it, and the Tough Ruck Marathon, which is for the fallen, is they carry 35-pound rucksacks, which I didn't think was very heavy until they were taking them off, and they had a little medical, and I had to help them put them on. You have to bend down because I can't pick it up that high,
yeah.
Big guys and girls. So they carry that rucksack, and then they have the name on the back of a fallen hero, and they do that in honor of that. So we're going to do that at the festival. We'll get it out to everybody later.
That's a great tribute. In addition to the tribute, we're going to have none other than but the U.S. Navy leapfrogs coming down, leaping off of perfectly good airplanes at 2 miles up in the sky.
What they're thinking.
And flying down, hopefully not landing on the Black Hawk helicopter that the National Guard is sending over.
That's going to be the sexiest item at that party, my
friend. Boy.
Imagine seeing one of those up close. I've never been near one.
The noise as it lands must be... So we're going to have it land way in the outfield.
Nice.
Way in the outfield. Well,
back to what you're saying. So let me interrupt so I don't forget. You were talking about a measuring wheel.
Yes.
I think you can also do that digitally with these watches people are wearing and stuff. Whoever can do it.
Oh, yeah.
A young kid there, yeah. They can
Well,
do it.
I'm still trying to figure out how to make the VCR stop, you know, saying 12 o'clock. I'm not that guy.
That's a great theory.
Somebody will be able to help you, but just to mention it so that somebody listening will be like, oh, I know Greg. I'll go down there.
From the fence business, that's what we used to use is a walking wheel.
Yeah, I know the ones. Sure.
You know what they are.
Yeah, and then we also had the lasers, like when you got to measure studs that go way up in a building, in a room that's 2 stories tall, and you use the laser, but that wouldn't help you on a path.
No.
You know.
No. So we'll work on that. But Larry,
Before we take a break, we have a longtime listener who wants to congratulate 10th anniversary, Richard. Remember Richard?
Oh, of course. Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, he's out there.
Oh, Richard. Beautiful. I would love Richard. Put him on, La.
Oh, is that Richard?
Richard, our friend, how are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're coming in loud and clear, buddy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Listen, I want to give a live testimony before your listening audience of how much... Shamefully, it's been so little that I've been involved. I should have started earlier in life, but I think that in the few times that I've had the pleasure of being with you people, or even just listening to the program, it's always a learning experience. And I think that more listeners, even though they may not be veterans like myself, I think should listen and realize that these are men and women. I won't try to rehash everything they try to do, but nevertheless, it's still grateful to everyone who has served, of course, including my late father. And I think it's just a wonderful learning experience. And I remember the last summer event in July that I was at, I was saluted.
Yeah, you were.
And that,
one of our most valuable listener.
Well, I also remember handing out flags and stuff with Tommy Tomato.
Wolfie, you know the tomato. Well, I already recruited him. He's gonna be back, and you two are gonna be joined at the hip.
Your seat is saved.
Very good. But again, I'll let you go so they can, you know, take your break, and so that they can pay the light bill.
Thanks, Richard.
Again. Happy anniversary. God bless you all for everything you do.
Thanks a lot, Richie. We're going to save you a seat, and I know the tomato's looking forward to talking to you. He had a good time, and we'll make sure you're both taken care of during the day.
Very good.
We're
going
to have
a lot
of flags for you to give out. Everyone that comes there is going to get a flag. A lot of them are used because they flew over the grave that honored a veteran.
Well,
yes. Good to hear from you, Richard. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome.
You know we're going to take care of you, buddy, and we'll warm the tomato up for you. Okay, Lash, shall we now we've talked to our dear friend Richard, why don't we take it away and we'll take our first break. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio here in 10th anniversary show. Little did we know that when we first started out that we were just trying to get some information out to some hard-headed vets that haven't been signing up for the VA and didn't realize the amount of dollars that they were leaving behind. And
not only the money, Greg, but we just, Dave Hinker, who helped start this whole thing, we tricked a vet into coming to one of the coffees, which got started on account of this.
Yeah.
and Dave got him right in the system. And he had to, and of course, you're all going to believe that I'm not making this up, and he wouldn't fill out the last of the paperwork. He had to, like, sign his name. I'm not doing anything for the VA.
Yeah.
So I went to the house in front of his wife, and I said, I'm just going to punch you in the face. And his wife said, I wish you would. And this kid went in and got the paperwork. We sent it to Dave, and now he's getting free hearing aids. He's getting everything.
You know, look at the money that he's left on the table just from not filling out that last sheet
of
paper.
But he couldn't hear his grandkids sing. He couldn't hear anything, and he's just so bullheaded because he's an old-timer. As Grandpa Chester would say, we're all a little bullheaded.
You know, and that's all of you older vets that may have had a not-so-pleasant experience with the VA in the past. Try them again. There's a whole new barrel of benefits out there that were not in existence 5 years ago. Please, go down to your VSO. They're waiting to talk to you. Here in Marshfield, we have Karen Paulette. We have Lisa Potts, two of the best in the state that know about every benefit program, how to apply, and really just having your prescription medicine free of charge. Tinnitus, ear ringing, if you get that, is 10% automatic. So now, once you get 10% disability, it opens a whole new bunch of doors to a whole other benefit programs, because you're now 10% disabled and you're in the system. So
that's the goal.
We beg you, please. And one of the things, Wolfie, I think that we can all be most proud of is, you know, every year when we have our event, Dave counts and scores the events as to how many veterans he signs up. Usually it's 6, 7. Last year, Wolfie, he signed up 34.
34, that's a record.
34 veterans that had never been part of the VA walked away with an appointment between him and Carolyn. Sitting down right
there. For the women, that's for the women.
Just the women, so we vets. Have Carolyn talking to the, you know, the women veterans and getting them lined up. And they're not waiting 6 weeks for appointments. They're getting doctor's appointments. We have our show on Saturday. They're seeing the new PCP at Tuesday or Wednesday.
And now, Greg, imagine those new guys. How many were signed up?
34.
34. Between the time that happened and now, imagine the benefits that those 34 men and women could have gotten that they wouldn't have gotten and probably have gotten if they've stayed the course. And,
life-changing.
And that's, we say it all the time, and you guys taught me this, you and Wolfie taught me. We just direct them to the stuff. We don't know, you know, we don't know anything. We know everybody who knows stuff. We're going to listen, let me grab you by the neck and drag you over to meet Jim, and he can help you with something. And the next thing you know, they're on their road to these benefits that they ought to be getting. And they often don't know.
And it's, I could have used the VA.
I wish I had one.
Oh, that's the news.
And I wound up with a slant
you
six.
You could have used the VA. There's the new slogan for the year.
You know?
That was brilliant.
You know,
you guys talk
you can't
through.
Use
couldn't
that.
Use the VA.
You can't use that. That's been. You think it's that's
yeah, but by the time they catch us,
no, the VA, but I just said the VA,
the VA.
Oh,
I could. Oh, Wolfie,
guys,
Wolfie, see what he said. See what?
Wow,
Wolfie,
did you say that
I
on purpose?
No, I said VA.
He said VA.
No, I heard VA because I want. Grandpa
half deaf.
He's amazing.
Wow,
you hear what you want to hear,
Larry.
This
is like the sinking of the Titanic.
I'm putting on the helmet.
This is good because I thought we were gonna have to change it to. I could have had a slant six.
I have the helmet over my earphones. Now listen,
Steve,
you could have had the VA.
Oh,
which means veteran. I don't know what that means.
Administration.
Veteran administration.
Yeah.
So if all you guys are too bullheaded, as Grandpa Chester would say, call Greg or myself. Greg will give you the number, and he'll get you in the system.
We'll get you in there, and years ago I was part of the Hingham Farmers Market, and we had regular customers. It was great, and Hingham, oh, they're, you know, they don't need anything. They're all set. Well, I had this one woman and her husband come to me, and all of a sudden her husband stopped coming, and I said, your husband isn't here. What's going on? She said, oh, his eyesight is so bad. He can't hardly see anymore, and it's a huge operation fees, and we're just not able to afford it. And as I talked to her for about a minute and a half, we determined that her husband was a veteran. I didn't even get to tell her about the benefit. She was on the phone to him. He was on the phone to the VA. About a month later, he had one eye done, and here he is back at the farmer's market, squeezing all the tomatoes, touching all the rutabagas, and here he is, you know, in Hingham, the affluent town of Hingham. It changed his life. You know, the eye surgeries were like $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 per eye. They did them no charge. You know, hearing aids, $1,000 in ear, no charge. Prescriptions, no charge.
Now, see, this is another reminder of why people want to consider serving in the armed forces in the military. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you're gonna, we talked about tinnitus, now you're talking about the thousands of dollars for hearing aids. When I go to get hearing aids later, it's going to be from shooting guns off down the cellar without hearing protection and playing in punk bands.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to give me anything.
No.
Because I didn't serve. But if you did serve and you're having problems with your hearing, well, it's because of a lot of real loud noises, etc. Well, isn't it great news? You're going to get that squared away at least without having to take it out of your damn pocket, as
yep.
well as should be.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Gino.
We have another unintended consequences. Just the networking that from the radio show that's so important. And a lady calls up. Her husband just passed away, an old timer. They got hearing aids. He didn't really use them. And she said, what can I do with the hearing aids? And I said, I don't think they're transferable. But we never say no to anything.
Yeah.
So Kim's there. I said, Kim, would you please pick up the hearing aids? It's right around the corner for him. She says, what are we going to do with them? I said, just hold them for a month, will you? They come to the next food drive-through. A guy comes up to me and says, I really didn't. I think that National Guard problem, you're having trouble getting them in. And he says, I really need hearing aids. I said, I have hearing aids. I didn't know if they're transferable or not transferable.
Wow.
He came up to me at the show, at the drive-through Thursday, and it's this big, tough guy's hugging me. I didn't know who it was. Scared the hell out of me. I thought I was going to beat my ass for being a wise guy.
Yeah. Won't be the first time.
Yeah. And he said, the hearing aids work. And I can hear I'm a different person. So just the Veteran Voice Network, just calling Greg, myself, Jenny, you know, Gino,
and
whoever.
And we're going to have a festival
give
full
you,
of
you
these.
You want me to give my phone number right now
folks.
For everyone who's doing fabric?
Sure, yeah.
So if you're completely screwed up and you think you're more screwed up than me, then I can help. Call 781-771-6416. And as the standard joke goes, we don't know anything, we know everybody. And that's the unintended consequences of Veteran Voice Radio Network.
And, you know, folks, we've heard almost everything once. You're not going to shock us. You know, we've faced the worst of worst consequences. Unfortunately, Jenny has shared so many of the stories of those that couldn't handle the pressure anymore. So you're not going to shock us. We have all kinds of help available. Volunteers of America is coming back on board with us. If you have some financial problems, before you lose your apartment, before you lose your house, give us a call. Wolfie, thanks for sharing your number. My number, 781-985-1551. We got help. We got financial help for you. And believe me, 5 years ago, I was under the most severe and critical financial situation of my life, and I needed some help, and some help was there. And 5 years later, I've come out of that dark forest of imminent loss of a home, and I know what it's like, and we can help you. 781-985-1551 is our number. Larry, why don't we take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. Here we go, everybody. Round three here of the Veterans Voice 10-year anniversary, and what a pleasure it is to talk about the past. And joining us is the originator, one of the co-originators of the Veterans Voice, Jess Monroe. Jess, are you out there, dear?
I am, Greg. It is so good to talk to you. How are you? Happy 10 years. I can't believe it's been a decade.
How's that, Jess? Huh? You imagine we lasted this long.
Can you believe it? Can you believe where we started to where you are now? I am beyond proud.
Oh.
I mean, just amazing.
Oh, and we would have never made it without you because we were like little lost minnows swimming around in this building, and we barely knew what end of the microphone to talk into, and you guided us through. You helped us, and you know, there's a lot of days I say to myself how sorely we could use you. So we're still waiting for your return, Jess. So you know, we're holding our breath for you.
Hey, you know, Greg, I got a career transition coming up, so maybe I'll be popping back up there, give you guys a hand. I'm never that far away. If you ever need anything, you give me a shout. I am always here for you guys.
Yeah, so what's going on, Jess? I know the golf thing moved to Pinehurst, didn't it?
Yeah, they're transitioning it now. So it's going to be opening up in the next couple of months, and it'll be up in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and then future after the end of the year is uncertain, so we'll see what happens next.
Wow. What do you think? Do you see North Carolina in your future?
Nah, you know, I don't think so. I think I'll stay down here. I'm down in Florida for all those listening. I was up in Marshfield for my entire life and moved down here, but yeah, we'll see what happens next. I don't know. Maybe, you know, radio might be my calling again. One never knows.
Oh, boy. We've been fortunate enough to join forces with the Wreaths Across America Network, and now they're broadcasting our show three times a week on their national network. So we've got a little bit of space up here, Jess. So anytime we'll give you the standard no pay, but lots of cheesecake for supper, you know.
That's the only currency I accept for it.
We just had a $50 cheesecake that I brought in for us to celebrate tonight. So, but Jess, you really, really, you know, all baloney aside, you really calmed us down, and you helped kind of teach me the ABCs. We haven't gone past D yet since you've been gone. We're kind of stuck in C, but I don't know where we would have been without you those first couple of months.
Hey, that's okay, Greg. We were a team right from the get-go, so anything you needed, I was there for you, and vice versa. I was just the lady in the background. You guys did all the rest. So
it was
incredible.
I mean, you know, none of us had any experience, and you had to deal with the personalities of me and Charlie, and boy, all the trials and tribulations. Kyle Toto with his Palo, whatever kind of diet that he had. Remember, you guys were talking diets all week.
All the time, yeah. I mean, it's nice to hear these names again, too. I hope everybody's doing well. I know you got a jam-packed house in there tonight, too, which is great.
It's you know, it's close friends, Jess, and you're part of our close camaraderie of friends here. So, I mean, whatever we could ever do, and if there's any radio stuff that you want to join up with the Veterans Voice, we could use you as a female reporter extraordinaire. next year we have about our 400th ladies night here, so we'll be rocking and rolling with all the women veterans ladies. So you know, Jess, you'd fit in so well if you ever decide you want to be like one of us guys and just have a good time. The door's wide open. And we have all new studios up here. You should see us, Jess.
Studio's beautiful now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Any way I can help you guys, I would love to. So that would be awesome.
Well, you and I certainly are going to keep in touch, and let me know if I can help you. And if you're coming up here, let's plan on getting together. And, you know, if any way you could make it July 13th, our festival in Quincy is going to be pretty big this year, Jess.
Ooh, okay.
We got,
all right, I'll write that down. I'll make that work.
We got the U.S. Navy leapfrogs parachute team jumping in and landing on a postage stamp. We've got a Black Hawk helicopter from the National Guard flying in and landing out in the outfield. And we've got the mobile wall, the wall that heals, the mobile Vietnam wall on site as well. So we are going to have, we did 1,500 people last year, Jen, Jess. We might do 2,000 or 3,000 this year. It's going to be a wonderful event. And if we can help pay for your way to get up here, come on, we'll have you and you'll be our guest of honor.
I'll come on up, Greg. Just remember, have that cheesecake waiting for me, and I'm there.
I can't voucher that we may have this one, but not to worry. They'll make another.
Hey, no worries. I'll be there. That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, dear. Well, Jess, thanks for taking your time out to call in tonight. You mean a great deal to us, and we love you, and hope everything goes well.
Thank you. All up here. Congratulations again. Let's cheers to 10 more years. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks. We hope we're around. Thanks so much, Jess.
Thanks, no problem.
Dear. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Jess Monroe, one of the backroom helpers. She just graduated from UMass Boston in the radio world and stuff. And boy, she was great. Taught us everything. Not that I know anything today.
She studied what? Communications over there then?
Yeah. Radio broadcast.
Oh, broadcast, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so she knew.
Wish I had.
Oh, boy, me too. Me too. But we learned just by, you know, trial and error.
I bet she didn't get to play in any punk bands. You know.
She listened to a couple, but I don't think she isn't the punk style.
We all went our way, and that's why some of us get VA benefits and some of us, you know, just have a nice dog. I mean, what are you gonna do? You know, you made your bed, now lie in it, right?
And
I am what I am, Popeye said.
And that's all that I am.
That's all that I am.
Yeah.
What a wonderful day for fish.
I'm gladly paid it Tuesday for a hamburger today.
A little flashback there. It must have been a mushroom soup we had for lunch.
Could have been. It could have been. But, you know, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary, and I don't know, Jen, what do you think? We got a couple more years to go?
I think so. I think we're going to go strong.
You better
believe it. I think there's still some more subjects we haven't covered.
We're not running out of customers, I'll tell you that.
No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. But I think looking at the emails for folks that are going to be signing up at our festival, seemingly there's going to be quite a few mental health folks there.
Excellent.
So we're encouraging all of those folks to come in and join us. And, you know, even if you don't want to take out a table, come and see what's going on. Come and see how we're making a difference, and maybe you can help us make a difference, because we are, and as Dr. Joe says, that we control nobody, but we influence everybody. And even Wolfie and I, with our crazy off-the-wall antics, it's all in good humor. It's all meant to be helpful. And over the 510 live shows we've done, we've built a network of the most wonderful, caring VA employees, the doctors, the nurses. I don't know. Is there anybody that from the VA that hasn't been here that says they love what they do?
You know, every time we have someone on here from the VA and they talk, even the VSOs, and they talk how much they love their job, I just think, I got in the wrong field.
Yeah.
Because what I do is volunteer. I do have a full-time job. You all know that. And my job sends me over the edge sometimes. It stresses me out, and I know I'm in the wrong field. But I know that's why I enjoy doing the volunteer work that I do, because I know I'm going to help somebody.
And Jen, do you have any... any walks or any joint things coming up that you want to share with our audience that might want to reach out and join up with your troupe?
So we actually have a lot coming up with the season starting. Right now they're finishing up a lot of the college walks, but on June 22nd, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is doing their overnight walk, which they only choose 3 cities every year in the United States.
What the heck's an overnight walk?
We walk overnight, which represents the struggles. Yeah, like, it starts at dusk.
Yeah.
And it goes until dawn. It's about a 16-mile walk.
Wow.
All through Boston.
Wow.
It starts, I believe, at City Hall. The best thing I would say to go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention website, which is afsp.org, and you can look up the overnight walk if you want to sign up. I know when I was there, one of the last times they were here, about 5 years ago, we did it in Boston. We actually broke the record of raising $5 million.
Wow.
Wow. And that's everybody in Boston. I don't mean me.
No. But you're part of the team.
But you want to talk about an emotional night. You guys think State House Day was emotional? But to see all these families come together and know that they're not alone.
And it's the surviving families?
Yep. It's all us lost survivors. You know, a lot of it might be family. Some of it might just be friends that come out. But to see their story on their shirts, you know, people make up their own shirts or they have posters that they carry.
The picture of their loved one.
It's tough, but, you know, it raises awareness.
And that's June 22nd.
June 22nd, right in Boston, rain or shine. So, but it's a great event. Then we do have one happening in Hyannis, Mass., which... I don't know the exact date, and I apologize for that.
And don't you do a walk on the canal as well?
They move that to the Hyannis.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the one that was near the train bridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
They moved it closer to Hyannis just because of logistics.
Yeah.
I won't get into it. But
when is it going to be, do you know?
That one is October 2nd, I believe.
That's too bad.
And then October 3rd is the one that's in Easton, Mass., which is at Borderland Park.
It's too bad because I could have brought a train load.
Oh, down to Hyannis.
Down to Hyannis, but yep. They stopped running Labor Day.
Well, we have there's other walks all over Massachusetts.
Maybe we'll get a battleship or something. we can't get a train. We'll get a blimp or a... Wolfie, can you work on that? Can you get us something?
If it's ridiculous, we can take care of it. But you know who loves it is the Hueys from Plymouth, the Welcome Home Vietnam Hueys float.
Yeah.
They really like being involved in all that. And like everybody else, we have to start paying them a little bit when they come to the parades because they nothing's easy.
And it's costly to do what they do.
They need the insurance, the gas, the registration, the maintenance.
You do enough of that volunteer stuff. And
yeah.
Volunteering isn't for sissies.
So I think an average run just for me to go to a fire is almost $50 in gas. Take a trailer out for it.
Sure.
The gas is $50.
Sure. Well, at that, Larry, why don't we take our final break here? I think we'll get another phone call coming in. It might be our good friend Leroy Ashwood. It is Leroy.
Oh, so the best.
So why don't we take our break, Larry, and we'll... We'll come back after the break and say hello to our darling ambassador, Mr. Ashwood. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host here at Veterans Voice Radio, here in the fourth quarter as we look back at 10 years and certainly looking forward to possibly another week. 10 years. I'm not sure, Wolfie, if we can look out that far. My eyesight isn't good, but if
at
we
least
just
make it to July 13th,
if we just a week at a time, a nice healthy week, and July 13th comes and
help one vet at a time.
Yep, that's all we got. That's all we got. But another caller is on the line. One of our dear friends and. Somebody that's been around since the inception of Veterans Voice Radio, our good friend Leroy. Leroy, are you out there?
I am, sir. I definitely am. And good evening. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Extended well wishes for a long life and beyond July 13th.
Well, thanks. Thanks. You know, it's a nervous Nelly ride until we get there. But somehow July 14th is going to come. And, you know, we'll go back into legal and talk about the good meals that we missed. But I'll tell you, Leroy, that meal you and I had with legal went down in my history books.
Yes, it went down in mine, and we'll have to do it again. Not long after the July extravaganza. Just let me say to your listeners that this is a very pivotal moment. To get to 10 years, whatever it is, 20 years, whatever you get to that you can look back and say it's your milestone, and you can be defined as the milestone rather than the actual achievement of a certain number of years. This is a tremendous accomplishment that I know from the beginning of your scrapping this and scrapping that and so forth, you have built this into a treasure of a tradition for listeners to get all kinds of information relative to the health and welfare of veterans within the listening area of this particular broadcast. So my hat is off to you, and I'm not going to stay long because I know there may be others there, but not only do I take my hat off to anybody that I can represent and help take their hats off to you as well. Job well done, Greg. And
you were there in Norwood with me, you, and Charlie the day that Ed Perry came, and we had been talking about doing a veterans radio show, but because of that day that we met in Norwood, Kevin Lambert did the suicide speech, and I think Ed got the idea that maybe we were onto something here, Leroy, and with your help and Charlie's help and everybody, Chuck and all the crew, I certainly haven't been able to do it alone, and appreciate your help and guidance. And you know, I think we've only just begun, Leroy. We got a few more steps to go.
We've only just begun. I remember the room that night. I remember I was managing a television camera and so forth. It's interesting that you can think back and reflect, Greg, to the details of what went on there. But this is sweet tea, as they'd say in the South. And I congratulate you, and certainly Wolfie and Chuck, who I know all well, and I'll look forward to seeing us all when we gather in July. But, Greg, you and I have work to do during the interim to help make July even more special if we can.
Well, we're working it, Leroy, and together, you know, I think, you know, if we just push that ball up the hill just a little bit farther, I think we're there.
Well, we have energy behind us, so let's get at it.
Sounds great, brother. Leroy.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you for all your help and your counsel, and I'm sure we'll see each other before July 13.
Absolutely, absolutely. Happy birthday, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Leroy. That was our ambassador of goodwill, Leroy Ashwood. Leroy is the statesman.
Class act.
Oh, you know...
That's a goal to shoot for that we're not making.
You know, he is so polished, and he's a politician, and he talks.
No, he's naturally smooth. Naturally.
He sure is.
Well, then he should be a politician.
He is. He does a great job, and he's just part of what made me want to do the show. Because he was one of the guys out there that was volunteering, and we weren't getting much support from any of the media outlets. And sure enough, Ed Perry led us on, and for 10 glorious years now. We've been able to influence some lives. So God willing, we've got a few more years to go. And I know, Jen, we've got some stories from your side of the table that we definitely need to need to explore.
Yep, keep them going for sure.
Yeah, and Gino, we're going to lose you in a while.
Yeah.
But we're not going to lose you.
No. As a matter of fact, I was figuring it'd be a regular routine thing I can call in, obviously.
Absolutely.
And maybe we'll do some other things, some Zoom things. And I definitely want to come up for the July thing. The way it's looking now with the planned move, obviously I'm 2 months behind what I initially predicted. I got a feeling I'm going to be just celebrating 4th of July in Florida. And it means I'm going to be moving in the worst possible heat, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that's what's going to happen. My house is going to be ready to go on soon. It's going to happen. It's going to sell quick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get out of here. But you're not going to lose me. I'll be a veteran's voice by proxy. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to come up for this July's event in particular.
And now you know Jess Monroe.
Right.
And she's terrific. She's such a little sweetheart. She's really a great family, and it was a big loss to us as a radio show. I had depended on her so much.
Sure.
I didn't know nada. Not. I could barely turn on the radio in my car.
Still can't.
Yeah, I know. I can't program.
Now we have Gino down in Florida. We're going to extend the reach.
Yep.
That's it. That's right. That's right. We'll get him on board.
And let us know what's going on down there.
I sure will.
And let us know some stories and
see if we can help.
And see what the difference is down there about veteran services.
Yeah, that VSO stuff.
Sure. Where they have no VSOs down in Florida.
Sure. Well, my dad lives there, and he's a veteran, so we're going to have a conversation.
And they have a billion vets down there.
They sure do, and more all the time.
I think it might be the second or third most populated veteran state, California, Texas, and Florida.
Florida, and then I think Tennessee.
Maybe so.
Yeah, but I know that, it's big, big, big. It's
big.
Of course, Texas and Florida in particular are two large states that people go to retire, and mainly because we've all had enough with our snow shovels.
Yep.
But certainly a big veterans community. My dad's a veteran. He probably has the skinny on what's going on. He's been down there like 3 years now, so I'm going to connect with him on that when we settle.
It'll be interesting to get the story of the story down there, you know?
I'll deliver the info to you.
Sounds great. Wolfie, thanks. You worked hard for the marathon this week. You were out there.
Yeah, a lot of big saves. We took extra good care of the veterans that came through. And we did, from the show, the Gold Star Wives, who got us to the Gold Star Mothers. So we did medical for a Tough Ruck Marathon, which was Sunday. And everybody ran with the name of somebody who was fallen on the back
of their... And rumor has it we might Tough Ruck now in July if we can put it together. Yep. I'd love to.
Not a marathon, a couple laps.
No, that's all. That's all. A couple miles, that's all.
Just once around to the hamburger and hot dogs.
And then we're going
to
head for the dunk tank.
With live rounds.
Larry, thanks so much, kid. Thanks for putting up with us tonight. You did a great job. And thank you to my panel for tonight. Thank you for being part of my team. And I sure am proud to count you in as my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody. And thanks, Larry. We'll see you next week for Women Veterans Night. Holy moly. It's ladies' night.
My favorite.
Look out.
I'm going to wear on that helmet.
Look out.
Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?